Welcome to Front Row Center, Montana Public Radio's weekly arts interview. I'm Beth Ann Austin. I'm speaking with teacher, actor, and writer Julie Cajun about her one-woman play, which is coming up next Saturday. It's called Belief. Belief is going to be staged Saturday, January 11th at 7 p.m. at the Denison Theater at the University of Montana. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Nice to be here.
This is an exciting project because it involves music, poetry, stories that come from your own family mm-hmm. and from the lives of other Salish women. Tell us more about Belief.
It is exciting. It's a unique play. It's original. There are live musicians on stage with me. Sometimes they play with me as I'm telling a story. Sometimes they play in between and carry the audience from one story to another. We have percussion, violin, and flute. Very beautiful music. We also have some sound behind. David Lons did some beautiful piano music. We have all of this music in between around these remarkable stories that are past, present, and future. And so they speak to Salish women in the past, women today, and in the future. The theme of the play is belief, belief in yourself, belief in love, belief in life, belief in the things that are invisible, the spirit world, and how that is expressed in our lives and has been for our people traditionally. And so little vignettes and stories about that that make that seem very tangible and real. It's not mystical. It's how these things happen every day.
Tell us about some of the musicians who will be accompanying you.
Well, Gary Strautsos is bringing several flutes. He'll use his alto flute quite a lot because that's one of my favorites. And then Swilcanum, who is a member of the Lummi tribe, he lives in Bellingham. He will be playing the violin. I asked specifically for his music for the Florence stories, my great aunt Florence, who loved violin music. And so there's a sentimental and very emotional connection for me with the violin music. The percussion was done by David Ravelli. All the musicians are from Bellingham or Seattle. That's where the music was composed. We went to a studio there, and they listened to the stories. I talked to them, and they composed the music. And I think it was a little bit of magic, a lot of talent, but there was a little bit of magic in there, too. It's very powerful music.
However, there is beautiful writing in this play. It was a pretty collaborative process between yourself and Jennifer Finley, the poet.
Yes, yes.
And Linda Grindy, the director.
Yes. Jennifer Finley is a remarkable poet. I had intended for her to do all of the writing, and I ended up doing a lot of writing, family memoir, at the urging of both Jennifer and the director, Linda Grindy. So it was very collaborative, very creative. I went in with one thing in mind and came out with a very different project, and I think it's much more remarkable than what I had envisioned. It was really a gift and a blessing to be able to have their talent and ability and their urging, I guess, and influence for me to let go of this is what I think it should be, to let's let it be more creative and evolve. And so that's how it came about, Belief.
When you first came up with the idea, were you inspired by the life stories of Bitterroot Salish women?
I was inspired by Queelix, who was a Pendere warrior. She took the role of a warrior and she never married. There are many women in my community, Sophie Moise, stories I've heard about Sophie Moise from Lucy Vandenberg and other people in the community. Just really remarkable, strong women who could do almost everything. There was an elder, Pete Beaverhead, who used to say that Salish women were trained to do everything because they might have to survive by themselves. And so here were these very resourceful, powerful, strong women who were healers, but they were also mothers and grandmothers and aunts and lovers. And their lives were ordinary and yet extraordinary. And part of the extraordinary part of their life for some of them was a time they lived in. And part of that has to do with the way Salish people see the world, that we live in a supernatural world, and that some of the things that are most important are the things that we don't see, the things that are invisible. And so how that is manifested in someone's everyday life to me was a powerful story. And I was wanting other young women from my community to hear about these stories. There were just so many remarkable women, and Indian women are still very invisible. We are either invisible in the historic record or we're represented incorrectly. A lot of historians that were collecting information only collected information about men or talked to the men. And so that's why it was hard when I was looking for stories of women, from the past, it was hard. So there were these drawings of Queelix, this woman, in battle. And there was a letter to James Garfield about her where it talked about how she was a feared warrior and the kind of person that she was. This person writing about her said she was kind of like Joan of Arc, and it was thought that she had a charmed life because she had so many narrow escapes in battles. And so she was one of the women that was represented in Heart of the Bitterroot. And so I all of these women that I had found little threads of their life, not full tapestries, but these little pieces and threads that I tried to put together. So my thought was, well, we'll just take all of these things that we have and we'll make a play out of it. That's what I brought to the table.
And just for background, The Heart of the Bitterroot was part of the work that you have done previously.
It's a spoken word CD, and it has women singing, women from my community, and girls sing in between each story. Joanne Big Crane narrates the story that Jennifer wrote. And so I thought that we would use some of that and then stories about other women like Sophie Moise and people from the past with the intention to re-image American Indian women. And I think that's very, very important that we are re-imaged by ourselves. And I think there's still such a lack of material that's authentic or that's meaningful or that's very specific. You know, maybe there's a book on life ways of Plateau Indian women, you know, during the late 18th century. And it might be a very general cultural essay, but I want people to know somebody personally. And that was the idea, is to really subjectify ourselves. And that's when I think you make a connection with someone about who you are. And so the idea came from my first work with Heart of the Bitterroot, and I thought there needs to be more. And so the idea was, well, let's do theater.
And yet it turned out that in the course of putting together Belief, many of your own family stories developed.
Right.
And that was a stretch for you.
That was a stretch.
To do it.
That was a stretch. Four Florence stories, my great aunt, are in there. And then some stories about myself growing up and then as a woman. And that's a little bit frightening to write about yourself. And you feel very vulnerable. And then to perform it, you feel even more vulnerable.
Yeah, here you are reliving that every time you perform it. That is very brave.
It took a certain amount of risk to do that. I think I took a risk. And someone actually said to me after the play, they said, "You are very brave." And I thought, wow, other people are seeing that. I'm not just feeling that. But Jennifer and Linda were very encouraging. They helped me feel brave and strong. And I think their value for the stories made me feel that this is something important. These are important stories. And even though it's family history, there are some universal things happening that a man or a woman from anywhere in the world could respond to and relate to. And so that helped me feel confident.
We have been talking about the one-woman play that is going to be staged at the Denison Theater here in Missoula on the University of Montana campus. It'll take place on Saturday, January 11th at 7 p.m. at the Denison Theater. Tickets can be found at GrizzTix online at www.umt.edu/GrizzTix, spelled G-R-I-Z-T-I-X. And you can also get them at the door the evening of the performance. Are there other places where people can get information, Julie?
People can go to our Facebook site. Belief does have a Facebook site. And there are pictures of past performances. There are some pictures from Spain. I don't think there are any from Hawaii, but there are some from wherever we have performed. And there are lots of comments from people. So if people want to go and look for Belief on Facebook, we're there.
And listeners, you can tell from what Julie just mentioned that this play has already begun to make rounds around the world. So this is a chance to see it here in Western Montana. Belief this coming Saturday evening at 7 p.m. at the Denison Theater here at the U of M campus in Missoula. Actor, writer, and teacher Julie Cajun, thank you so much for joining us on Front Row Center.
Thank you, Beth Ann.